Jacksonville's Lee High School has had its share of teacher vacancies.
I think we hired approximately 15 teachers over the summer, and quite a few of them were in the math department.
Principal Scott Snyder says positions in math and other STEM subjects are the hardest to fill, and that's true across the state. So many schools are recruiting professionals in STEM fields. A couple years ago, Cameron Philip Edmonds was working at a software firm just outside of Jacksonville.
I got kind of sick of cubicle life.
So we interviewed at a Duval County middle school to teach computer coding.
Within about 30 minutes, I was offered a job and I took it.
South Florida Republican Representative Manny Diaz Jr. wants to make it easier for people like Philip Edmonds to move into teaching. Right now, all you need to become a teacher in Florida is a bachelor's degree in any subject. But within 3 years, new hires have to take courses to learn how to teach. They have to pay for those classes themselves. Diaz says that requirement might not make sense for a new teacher who's doing well without the extra courses.
You're a hit. It goes well. You're performing for kids. And then I tell you, well, you got to go, you know, within 3 years, you got to go back to school and take 5 classes. That's going to be a huge disincentive.
In the last legislative session, he helped pass a bill that exempts high-performing STEM teachers from the required extra classes, but only if they have advanced degrees. He wants to look into expanding that to people who have STEM bachelor's degrees, too. But career switcher Cameron Philip Edmonds thinks it's already too easy to become a teacher. He says knowing how to code didn't prepare him to teach kids how to code.
It was scary, especially because I had no real training to it. In fact, my first training on classroom management came in November of that year after I'd been teaching for about 3 months.
He says he didn't know how to deal with students who weren't interested in coding or who weren't even reading on grade level. He quit his teaching job after just 1 year. Representative Diaz does say all teachers should get some kind of professional development. Mark Pudlow with the statewide teachers union, the Florida Education Association, wants to make sure the training begins before a teacher steps in front of a class.
You need to understand a little bit about how children learn and what kind of strategies work best as far as helping children learn.
Diaz's Democratic opponent, Yvette Gonzalez-Pekovich, says reducing requirements for new teachers might help with the shortage, but she'd rather concentrate on giving teachers better pay and more autonomy in the classroom. A 2016 study from the Independent Learning Policy Institute found pay is a big factor in teacher recruitment and retention. So are programs like paid residencies that let new teachers apprentice under experienced instructors. Dan Weisberg with the national nonprofit, The New Teacher Project, says other options don't cost a thing.
Recognizing that a great teacher is great. Asking him or her to please come back and continue to teach in the school.
Good morning. How's it going? You doing all right?
Yes, sir.
Back at Jacksonville's Lee High School, Principal Scott Snyder says he's used those kinds of low-cost strategies and most of his teachers have stuck around.
Truthfully, when I talk to teachers and people that leave our profession, it's not because of the financial means. It's usually because they don't feel supported and they don't feel that they're respected and valued.
Representative Manny Diaz still wants to explore the possibility of lowering teacher certification barriers. In November, he'll find out if he'll get to keep his House seat and move his idea forward. I'm Lindsay Kilbride in Jacksonville.